Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Yep, it's Monday, I'm sorry to say. The weekend is over, but let's make the best of it, shall we? Yes, it's April 27th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. So we were telling you last week that Nokia was ready to get back in the phone making business. They said, "Oh yeah, we can compete with all those good brands out there, no problem." Apparently, they got cold feet over the weekend. Nokia is now denying claims that it is planning on to return to the phone-making business. Nokia went on to say that it wouldn't have the cash or the permissions to build these devices in the near future, meaning beyond that 2016 agreement it has with Microsoft not to make any of those phone devices. Apparently, they're saying that they're not going to have enough cash in the bank to even do it after that. So if you went into the weekend on a high thinking, yay, I'm going to look forward to that new Nokia phone, well, it's a disappointing Monday for you.
I know it is only Monday, but it's time for Russian Hacker News. In your Monday edition of Russian Hacker News, we've got Obama's emails. Ha ha ha.
Actually, this happened last year, that some of President Obama's emails were exposed to Russian hackers during a White House computer system breach. Hackers managed to get into the, they're saying, unclassified system, and no classified networks were compromised, so they're saying. Officials are saying within the investigation that the hack largely affected people inside the White House with unclassified email archives and communications. There's no details on how many emails the hackers actually got a hold of or which ones actually contain sensitive information. But one thing's for sure, I can pretty much bet that President Putin's got a lot of material to look through this year.
Don't bother me, I'm checking email.
Hey, while we're on the subject of hackers, let's talk about Tesla. It's one thing for a hacker to take down your website, or deface it, shall we say. It's another thing to get the website, the Twitter accounts, all in one. Yes, Tesla kind of got hit with a triple whammy over the weekend. You're saying, oh, triple? How could that be? Well, they got a hold of the website, and then they got a hold of the Tesla Twitter account, and then, to go one step further, they got a hold of the founder's Twitter account, too. On a positive note for Tesla, at least, it looks like the hackers were just a bunch of pranksters, offering a free Tesla to anyone calling a PC repair shop. News agencies have tried to reach out for Tesla for more comment. So far, they're pretty mute on saying anything. Maybe they're a little embarrassed. Maybe they figured out, oh crap, probably our password shouldn't have been password for everything. Continuing with your Security Monday edition, yes, it seems that that's pretty much what the weekend consisted of, security and how it sucks. This has to do with Tor's Anonymous Network. Yes, you know, that completely foolproof system? Well, the email service Seagant, I believe that's how you pronounce it, seems to have a different take on that idea. Seagant is warning users that someone recently launched a sustained attempt to break into its servers and snoop around all messages. Probably the Russian hackers. Any bets? Any bets? Now, they're saying that the direct attack wasn't successful. The culprit also tried setting up malicious exit nodes. That's where data reaches the normal internet, by the way. In hopes of spying on messages the moment they left the Tor security platform. No. I know I just said the Russian hackers. It's not really clear right now who's actually responsible for this. In fact, they say the attack could easily be just a work of criminals hoping to get lucky. Hey, if there's one thing we've learned in hacker news on this show, it's either the Russian hackers or it's Lizard Squad. Take your pick. And finally, are you in the UK wanting to earn a little extra moolah? Well, you might want to go work at a UK movie theater. Why? Because you're going to be chasing down pirates. Arr! Until June 30th of this year, UK cinema employees can receive up to 1,000 British pounds, that's about $1,500, for catching those pirates in the act, meaning they're sitting there with their camera going, "Arr, this is a good movie, I can't wait to post it on the Pirate Bay." Arr. Recently, the UK Film Distributors and the Hollywood-backed Federation Against Copyright Theft program have been stepping up their efforts to stamp out those cameras. 1,000 pounds, yeah, that's pretty good payday, I wouldn't mind that myself. Make me want to go over to the guy and say, "Oh, you know, you a busted, man." Till he probably retaliates and says, "You better be walking away, matey, before I shove my tripod up your butt." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Head on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with hopefully a lot less hacker news and a little bit more mainstream news. We shall see. Depends on what the Russians are up to. But until your Tuesday edition, I hope you have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.